Alright, welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 230. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Tell me when I can join you.
And Fozzie.
I was making fun of Pepe.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Jeff is here, too.
Yes, with my zombie dust. Mm.
Yeah, which is a form of beer, it's not an alcoholic.
Yeah. I saw that you picked up, what, a six-pack of that?
2 6-packs. Yeah.
What is that specifically? What type of,
I don't even know, dude.
What?
How
do you buy beer without knowing what type of beer
it is? This intensely hopped and gushing... It's good, that's what it is. This intensely hopped and gushing undead pale ale will be one's only respite, or is that how you say that?
Sure.
Respite.
Respite after the zombie apocalypse.
I'm ready.
Okay.
For the zombie apocalypse?
It's a pale ale.
Oh, so I won't like all that, right. Though.
Yeah.
It's
pale ale.
It's very good.
A hoppy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of hoppy stuff.
Ooh, I do have an IPA.
Yes, it does have flavor.
Here, but it's not a hoppy IPA. It's a little more smoother than that. I agree with you, though. When I first got... Oh, no, it's not. It's a Hefe. I'm going to drink a Hefe. In honor of Hefe.
Sip.
Hefeweizen. When I first got to Seattle, though, IPA was like... That was like my first forte into beer, craft beer. I was like, oh, man. IPAs are so good, but I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of them anymore.
They're so hard. How dare you?
Christopher, are you joining us, Christopher?
I'm in the midst of a Titanfall match.
Oh, son of a whore!
All right, well, just let us know. Me and Hefe will play for the time being. Anyways,
yeah,
I get the podcast in here.
Yes. So Jeff is drinking something.
No shit.
Zombie shit. Zombie dust IPA.
Drinking a Hefe.
But we are at the very tail end of 2014 for games.
That's good.
Kind of, yeah.
I've had it. I've had enough.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. There's too many games to play. Like, and Tony keeps finding new ones.
It's not my fault. Stop.
Not that they're necessarily new, but
talking to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Valiant Hearts isn't new, right, Tony? It's...
No, it's not. It came out June, July. It came out.
And wasn't it PC first and then it came to console?
No, I'm pretty sure it launched on Xbox at the same time it launched on PC.
Oh, okay. But
take that, Fozzy, take that. Right.
But it's one of the best games I've played this year, which is interesting, I thought. So it's an adventure game. It takes place during World War I. The game starts off with this... it's a father and his daughter and her husband, and they have a kid. And they're living in the region of France that's right next to Germany, and the husband is actually German, so when the war starts he goes away, he gets like forced to leave France and has to join the German army. So the family gets split up by the war and you like follow all these separate storylines as they fight to get back to one another, and there's like an evil villain and you meet some people and you get to control them. So the story is great. The story is fantastic. It hits a lot of themes about how horrible the war was and some of the things that people went through. One of the earliest scenes of the game is you're controlling the grandfather, and he's in this unit that's going over the top, and he's carrying the flag, and all he's doing, he's running while everyone is dying around him, and you don't get to shoot back. All you can do is like hide behind stuff and try to run as far as you can run while people are just massacred. And there are actually scenes in the game where you have to take cover behind piles of bodies, and it gets really like, oh my god, this war was so horrible.
It's World War II, right? Or no, the
it's World War One. And you're in Ypres, which is where the Germans first used gas. So you're in there, and you got the clouds of gas, and people like dying horribly. Yeah. So, and the game the game story is fantastic, but it's also really really sad. I won't say why it's sad, but it's very very sad.
Oh boy, feels.
Game itself, it's an adventure game. You spend a lot of time running around solving puzzles. There's a dog who gets to interact with a bunch of the characters, and you like order the dog around. And you can like sneak through holes and like get to places you can't get and pull levers for you.
It's, you know, I like that.
I know that you do.
Fuck.
That's really weird, Jeff, that you like to pull levers and
sneak through holes.
You are all about the sneaking through holes. Yes,
that actually fits.
So it's I don't know. I heard about this earlier in the year. I recall.
It's like a Telltale adventure game, except it works from a technical standpoint. Yeah, and it has gameplay. It's a lot of fun.
There's like puzzles and such.
Lots of puzzles.
Don't you make fun of Telltale games, bro? Do you play Game of Thrones, man?
I haven't played it yet. No, I've already said that I'm going to play it when there's like an entire game to play and not just an episode.
When was the release date for Game of Thrones?
Last week.
Oh. Oh, this year.
It's not a whole game.
Yeah, it's not a whole game. Sorry, Fozzie. So this interesting thing about Valiant Hearts, it's set up in four chapters, and it looks like it was designed for them to be sold separately, but they weren't. They were sold as one package.
Oh. So it has a release date for this year.
Yeah. Well, the entire game came out this year, Fozzie. The whole thing.
Yep. 80%
of I'm gonna smash you again. You suck on that, Fozzie.
Sorry. So not only does Fozzie want a game of the year that didn't come out this year, but he sucks at Smash. Is that what I'm hearing?
This level's kind of fucked. So.
Oh, it's the level's fault that you're bad. I understand.
It is a little bit like one of those levels.
I literally lost a life.
Fall, you fuck. All
right, I'm sorry.
I don't want to take away from the Valiant Hearts. Or the Telltale games.
Yeah, but Valiant Hearts is fantastic. You should all play it and enjoy it.
Take that fire hydrant up your ass, bitch.
Yeah.
I would be interested in that if you'd give it to me.
How would I give it to you? I don't understand.
I don't know. Just buy it for me, and then maybe it'll be like game of the year.
I was talking about this on Twitter. I've wanted to play this game all year long, and I just didn't buy it at launch. I waited for it to be like, 50% off before I actually picked it up. Whereas I was buying all these $60 games at launch, and this game was, $15. And it just seems kind of backwards to do it that way.
Yeah, well, it gave you something to play in December that, you'd missed out.
You know, and I didn't have enough else.
Bless you.
Take that. Oh.
But I don't regret playing it. It was a lot of fun.
You beat it.
And I will say, though, when I beat it, I had to like immediately start playing a different game that was happier. Ooh. Because it was so depressing.
Had to go and play like a happy game.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to go play some NBA 2K15 now.
So maybe not a happy game, but a game that wasn't going to thoroughly depress you.
Right.
Take it.
Shit.
No. Anybody else play anything new?
Dragon Age. That new?
Dragon Age, I played that. Whoa,
what's
going on? What?
Yeah. You lucky motherfucker.
I think a few of us played Dragon Age.
Yeah,
I think so. Oh.
Look at you bounce, little bitch. You little naked body.
Each team. I played about, 6 hours of it today.
I did yesterday after work. I played about 5 hours. I got to the first boss. Did you get there, Fozzie?
What boss?
A boss.
Mm,
well, I no. mean, I guess depending on where you're going, you might not run into him. There was this mage dude.
Oh, yeah, I did.
20 years. You fought him? Mm-hmm. Oh, you fucking cock.
And guess who won?
Because that fucking stage disappeared below me. Look at you.
Yeah, so I fought him. He's actually, I just got past that. So you sided with the, well, I don't want, I guess I shouldn't talk.
That's, well, yeah, mages. And,
yeah.
Or whatever, and.
I mean, again, that's what the whole game's about, is mages and Templars, so.
Living in harmony.
Yeah.
Or not.
More or less. Yeah.
I thought they always lived in harmony.
Does everyone's guy look like Ryan Reynolds? Is that kind of the gist of it? Because I feel like there wasn't too many face options. I don't know.
Mine is a hot blonde. So.
Yeah, mine's a brunette.
Do you guys mainly play women as when you play Dragon Age?
You know what? Yeah, all three Dragon Age games I've played a chick.
Okay. Usually my second playthrough, I'm a girl. And I'm a badass girl, always.
Just in general.
First playthrough is usually pretty good.
I never really played... Here, tell me this, because I've never really played Dragon Age before. Is, like, this one, like, way better than the other ones, or is it just, like...
It's like a combination of what was best about the first two.
Yeah.
I feel like. So it has the cinematic aspects that they put in from the second game, but it has, like, the gameplay and the depth of the customization and depth of the role-playing from the first game. Plus the tactical battles.
Yeah. It takes that a little bit from Mass Effect and kind of wraps it all in a nice little bow tie.
Yeah, I don't know. I played a little bit of the first two. Like, I tried them out at least, and I didn't like them. And this one, I'm, like, loving. So,
Fun.
Getting to that first boss, though, I ran into some issues. Like, ran out of health potions, and I was like, man, do I got
to... Dude, no shit. First off, they give you supplies, like, twice when you're down there, but they don't give it to you until you get there. So I had no health potions, and all three of my guys had slivers.
Yeah, I had, like,
it was
nothing.
Hard-ass boss.
And there's, like, these rifts all over the place, and I was like, man, dude, like, first I tried to... I was going to fast travel out of there and go back to fucking a camp, and... But they wouldn't let me do that, and I was like, man, I don't even know if I can backtrack out of here. I'm like, I think I just lost the game. And then I discovered that there were, like, two rooms off to the side that, like, I didn't even know were there. Like when you first entered the room with two rifts, I didn't realize there was more rooms on the other side. And I was like, went over there, and there's fucking supply caches all over the fucking place. I was like, yes, thank God, dude. There was no way I was getting through that. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I had a... I'm having a lot of fun with it. There's a couple things that I didn't like. I guess just from the get-go. Like, I was just running around all this time.
Yeah. There's, like, so
I
little
direction.
I didn't
know that you had to rely so heavily on the journal, really just to kind of find your way.
Yeah, if you want to do anything, you have to have, like, that stuff set up, and you want to know where your quests are. And
it doesn't also, like... I don't like the breadcrumb trail, like, fable kind of, but maybe just a way that told me, like, if I clicked it in, kind of would point to the right direction, because...
I would appreciate that, because, like, the map's confusing sometimes.
A lot of times, like, I feel like I'll be going straight towards something, and then, like, it's to the right of it, something like that, and I was just going the complete wrong way, and then I have to just... It's just little things like that. You gotta back travel 5 minutes, and then... your way to the other side. I'm like, man.
Sometimes you're trying to go somewhere and there's a giant ass fucking mountain in your way.
Yeah.
And then other times, like say if you're in like a level or something, like you're kind of pointing in the right direction, but it could be on a different floor. It's like, it's kind of confusing, dude. Like,
yeah.
So yeah, I mean, there's a lot to figure out too that is just not really apparent right off the bat, you know? It's just like, okay. I mean, that's kind of like, dude, there's tons of games. Like, Dark Souls, you have to figure everything out on your own. You have to, like, go online and talk to people. But, I don't know. I don't know, little nitpick things, like, the gameplay is so fun.
Do you think a lot of that is not normally playing games like that?
Wait. What? learning,
like a lot of the learning curve for this kind of game, because it's not something that you would normally play personally.
No, I mean, I played tons of RPGs. They all, uh-huh. Every RPG has its own quirks. Like, you know, do you use potions? Do you have to, like in The Witcher, you can't use fucking potions and when you're in battle.
Right.
So I just, there's a lot of little things you gotta learn in it. And like I haven't even fucked with at all crafting or anything like that. So we'll see how that goes. I usually don't do crafting in games, but probably should do it more. Because you could probably get
I tried to craft. I guess what Sean was saying, he was just talking about how he was able to find stuff. And now that I'm kind of just paying more attention to looking around, I'm starting to find things too here and there. But there's still a lot of guys that still have their same armor. I mean, even some of them still have the same weapons. And I mean, I'm level 7 now. I feel it doesn't only go to level 20. I feel like I should be getting a lot more items at this point or something.
I have items, but I'm not leveled up enough for them, which is weird. Like,
I don't know. It's just, I'm liking the game. There's just little things, like I was saying, that kind of are a little shitty. I think could have been done better. And then another thing, I was talking to Hefe about this, which is really weird. So I had two swords. One of them did 55 damage, the other one did 60. The one that did 55 damage did 80 DPS, though, and the one that did 60 damage did 67 DPS. So it would make sense to go with the DPS, like the damage per second. But under the core stats, it shows that the 60 damage one is actually a better weapon. Like, the green would... it would show up. It would say that it's increased in damage. So it's kind of confusing. Am I in the right one, or should I go off the DPS, or should I go off the damage? I mean,
yeah. What are you guys' thoughts on that? I wasn't sure.
What I've always played is damage per second is the bottom line. Whatever you're doing per second should be it.
Yeah, that's kind of how I play. I want to do as much damage as I can as quickly as possible.
Right.
Yeah, but if he has a sword or whatever that's telling him that it is better, like, its core damage is better.
But, yeah.
I was thinking maybe, like, okay, maybe you can attach a rune that gives it a fire effect, and then maybe if you light someone on fire, it does more damage per second like that. Like, I don't know. I have no idea. It doesn't tell you. So.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I tried using the DPS one, and I think that overall that's the better one. It's because, again, it's so much quicker. So I'm being able to, putting hits in a lot faster, so.
Yeah, I would go with the quicker one.
I'm just going to go with DPS from now on. It's really weird that it doesn't take that into account. I feel that DPS should be the bottom line. It shouldn't be, oh, this is 55 damage, this is 60 damage. Because then you don't know, because... like a two-handed weapon, like the damage is going to be a lot more, but it's a lot slower, so the DPS will kind of probably balance it out. So it's just, I don't know, it's little things like that could have been, you know, a little better in the game. But I mean, all in all, it's really cool. Now that I've gotten used to journal, I've kind of figured out how to map everything, and it makes it a ton easier. And I'm starting to get into the game pretty heavily, but.
There was one point where it was like, you know, I had a mission and I couldn't see on the fucking map where the goddamn mission was. You know, I'm like wandering around forever. I'm like, I think it's up here to the north, but I don't. Why is it not on the map? Then I realized I had to like go out to the world map, and it was like in a whole different section that you had to like warp to. I was like, oh, that's fucking awesome. I just wasted an hour doing nothing. And I don't know. I mean, that's probably my fault. It's not really the game's fault. But
you killed things. They were dead.
Sure, I did stuff.
You leveled up. You level grinded.
You did it, F.A.
Congratulations, you're grinding.
Did what? Everyone loves to do Dragon Age and all games. Grinding.
Oh, look at Fozzie using the same character again. Wow. He's good with one character.
Anywho. So, anyone else been playing anything? I played Banished.
What?
Banished?
Banished or Vanished?
Banished.
What is Banished?
Banished is survival type RTS game.
Huh.
So pretty much you are a banished set of villagers and you're trying just to survive. That's at least at the very beginning is just trying to survive the winter and just like all these things that happen to you. It's pretty cool. It's you know, like I was saying with Tony, is I wanted like a game that kind of had a city building, you know, type like sim game almost. But this one is set in the medieval times, so that's so far I'm really enjoying it though. It's I'm only about like an hour in though. I have not played that much. Did you ever play it, Tony?
I've seen it. It's on my Steam wish list. I haven't picked it up yet, but it's definitely something I want
to
play.
I think it was
damn it.
Yeah. Well, keep an eye out cuz Steam sale coming next Friday.
Is there?
It starts the 18th and runs, I think, until the 2nd.
Well, not.
Damn it, motherfucker! I wanted that Smash Ball so bad.
All right. Anyways, is it going to be a like as big as like the other Steam sale that they just did, or
it's going to be their normal holiday sale, I think.
Oh, okay. How many damn sales can you have before everything is just how it is, you know?
All the sales.
Right. It's like, why would you buy a game?
Why would you buy it on a non-sale, like, day? Right. That's, right. It's just like, it's like car.
With Steam, Jeff, like, I mean, if you're playing on PC, there's zero reason to buy a game on release. Like, because in like a month or a month and a half, they're having some sort of sale where everything is on sale.
So true.
I guess.
Just, yeah.
But I need. I
just think it's dumb because, yeah, you're right. It kind of takes away from the fact that there's a sale because it's. Why would you want to buy it on non sale day? You're going to regret that because you're just going to be able to get it in a day, in a week. Like 80% off. No?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a little tail.
Banished is.
Banished, but again, I did not play that much of that. Okay. Mainly, it's just been. Pretty much for me, I have three games that I'm going to consider for Game of the Year: Dragon Age, Titanfall, and Far Cry. I still have Far Cry and Dragon Age to beat. I think still
you're gonna be
that
able to do that by the podcast on Thursday next week.
I don't know. It's going to be tough. I feel like I have a pretty good grasp of Far Cry at this point. More than halfway through, but Dragon Age, I still haven't put that much time in, and I want to get more into
what the game is. I mean,
I know, but that's the thing is I can't. I put over 100 hours into Titanfall, so. I mean, again, for something to beat it, I'm going to have to get pretty far into that game. So, again, like, for Far Cry, I could probably stop playing and still be pretty...
On
how much I've played of it. But, yeah.
Is Jeff just making random noises?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Playing,
what the fuck?!
No more. No, we're gonna have to ban Smash during.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
podcasting. Cause...
Yeah, Smash is too much. I can't do it. I can't. So sorry, Hefe.
Well, let's take a look.
I'm
undefeated. I'm the champion.
Take a breather.
I did bad.
I bought two amiibos.
Oh no. I'm sorry for you. Is Amiibo going to be the new Beanie Babies? Is that just what's happening here?
Oh, yeah, with them not, like, keeping stuff in stock and going, oh, well, maybe we will.
I don't understand Nintendo. Nintendo's like, this is like, anytime they have any sort of mild success, it always needs to be, like, in hot demand.
Yeah, it's like, they're fucking retarded.
It's like, how can you tell me that fucking... I mean,
here's the thing with, I mean, there is... zero reason to get these things unless you want to have the figures. Like, people are trying to defend them. I don't get it. Like, there is zero purpose to them at all.
Really? Yeah. There's functionalities?
Unless you're like a world-class Smash Brothers player.
So like that's the big game that it works with is Smash. And you put your amiibo on, and you can level up your amiibo by having it fight, and it'll gain experience, and you can feed it equipment that you get from like drops and other game modes and boost its stats, but feeding it the stuff, it will boost certain stats but lower other stats, so you're never like gonna have like a maxed out character. It's actually impossible. And you can switch the moves around, like customize it how you want. But all it is another AI opponent for you to face off against. Like, there's... You can already face off against Mario or Link. This is just, like, a harder version of it.
Right.
That you've customized. Like, that's it.
But... So, all it's doing... Because, obviously, you can play AI without amiibo. So, all it's doing is it's mimicking... Or does it think on itself? Or does it mimic you?
They say you can train, but I think by train it actually means that like you're switching around the types of moves it uses and setting its stats based on the equipment that you feed it. I haven't seen any like where it's learning.
Yeah.
Maybe I haven't played enough. Like they level really quickly. Like I only played like 4 or 5 matches with Mario and Link, and they're already level 17.
Yeah.
So it only goes up to level 50. Like you're not going to be leveling it for very long. I don't get it. And then the Mario Kart and Hyrule Warriors functionality it's completely dumb. For Mario Kart, you put the amiibo on and it unlocks a outfit for your Mii. If you use the Mii as the driver, so like if you put Mario down, it unlocks like a Mario costume, not even a costume. It's just like a racing suit that has like the M logo on it. And then like if you do Peach, it's a pink racing suit with like a star on the helmet. Or like the Link one is a green racing suit. It's mind-boggling. Like. Okay, like this is just regular unlocks you can get anywhere. Like, why do I need an amiibo? And then the Hyrule Warriors one, with Link, it unlocks a special weapon that you can only get using him. And then any of the other ones, well, Zelda gives you a chance to get a 3-star weapon or higher once per day. And any other amiibo gets a chance at 3-star weapon or lower once per day, or a chance at more rupees. That's it. That's all they do. I'm really confused.
Yeah.
As to like why, like what the thought process was.
Yeah.
Here.
I
don't know. It's a cool little toy, and it does little things in your aims. Like I don't know. Right, I wouldn't want it to be much more than that. I wouldn't want to.
I see where you're coming from. It's not like,
but it's
not like these amiibos aren't like you can already play these characters if you have these.
Right,
amiibos.
You don't need them for anything. So like, I don't see where the appeal is outside of collectors. Like,
it's not like Disney Infinity where
right. It's like I want to play as Rocket Raccoon, then I need the fucking Rocket Raccoon toy, and like your kid's gonna be like, get me the Rocket Raccoon toy, or
see,
get me the Groot toy. Like. There's zero reason. Like, I want to play as Mario. All right, I'm not fucking going to the store and buying a $13 toy for you to play as Mario. You know why? Because you can already play as Mario.
Well, I think that's why I like the way Nintendo did it more.
But
I
it's
get to play
stupid.
All the characters. I don't want
right,
to buy
but
them.
you don't need them. Like you don't need them. Like, and that's why I said this before they came out. Like, and was like, I don't understand the purpose of them outside of like they're just cool figures. Well, like. You could have created a toy line. Like,
lots of people at N4G telling you that they have a purpose.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, and that's it though. Like, because my son's like not like with Skylanders or Disney Infinity is like I want this guy and I want this guy and okay like that. All right, and you want to know, well, what do they do? I don't know. It's like, I can already play as Pikachu, right? Well, yeah. Okay. I'll just play as Pikachu. Alright. I guess I don't have to buy you that toy then. I mean, just from like a standpoint of why these things exist, like, I don't get it. Mm-hmm. They are really well-made figures, though. I'll give it that. They're really cool.
There are like 12 comments.
They are. Yeah, I mean, it looks really nice. So, I mean, I'm not going to hate on anyone for getting it, but I don't personally see the logic in them. I don't know. I already have enough nerdy shit as it is, as almost a 30-year-old adult. I feel that, like, just adding to it. I don't know. Like, right. I'm not hating on anyone that has it. It just, for me, it's just, it's a little, I don't like the, it just doesn't work for me. I can't do it.
And then they're, like, with this whole, we're not going to keep these figures in stock, like, at least not certain ones. Mm-hmm. So, like, I guess it leaked late last week that, the Wii Fit Trainer, the Villager, and Marth were in really limited supply, and like people weren't finding them. And there was word kind of leaking out that they weren't going to be replenished to stores. And
that's crazy. Like,
you know, like they just released. Like, they've only been out for 2 weeks,
right?
And Wired kind of got a confirmation of this. Not, they didn't name anybody, but they said Nintendo kind of gave them confirmation that these probably weren't going to be restocked. And then Nintendo was like, hey, yeah, no, we're going to restock them. But now today it's like, we may restock them at some point.
I don't get it. What is the logic behind it, really? I don't understand. Like, for example, Pikmin is $70 on Amazon, or like $75 or something. That game should not be more than what it was originally at, you know?
Wait, what? Pikmin?
Pikmin 3.
Really?
Yeah.
God damn it. I knew I shouldn't have fucking sold that shit.
Well, I mean, it's like, it's a $10 profit. It's not a lot, but still, it's just the fact that they're not, you know...
It's like they make these like limited print runs of things, and then... It's like, all right, well, if you didn't get it, you didn't get it. It's like really strange.
We hate having money. Don't give us any more money for this product.
Right?
Well, maybe certain ones like Wii Fit Trainer, they didn't think it would sell that much.
but that's just it. Like, you can always print more, but they never do. So even when there's demand, they're just like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, how much demand is there, though, really, for Wii Fit Trainer?
But like, if something is selling for more than it... did it launch, then there's demand for
after
that product.
After 2 weeks? I mean, like, come on. Like
you obviously didn't put enough out there, even for your collectors. And I guess, the idea is, well, we wanted to sell all of those ones that we had, but it's like, why did you even put the Wii Fit Trainer out there? Like, it seems like a dumb one to make anyway. Like, you know it's going to... But why?
I don't know. I like her character.
Oh, our characters suck, man.
Anyway, I don't get it. So,
So, anyways,
what else there?
Yeah,
Halo is kind of sad and
does
broken.
It get...
They
is this still sad and broken?
How is this possible?
It's kind of sad and broken. It works way better than it did a month ago, but. They still haven't fixed matchmaking to the point where you're getting matched against same skilled individuals. Mostly because they've just been trying to throw as many people into the matches as they can because they weren't able to get them. Maybe now that it's kind of settling down, you'll be able to. But I'm getting like tossed in against people that are like their skill ranking should be way higher, and it's not fun. Like you go in and you lose like. I was literally in matches where you lose 50-11. Like, you're spawning and they've already killed you. And it's like, Halo's not a spawn camp game, so these guys are fucking ridiculously skilled to be able to just destroy you like that.
Did they even, have they even, like, brought back the multiplayer modes that were, like, they
Because they took away Halo... Halo
yeah.
Combat Evolved, Halo 4, what? SWAT, and a couple other ones. And, yeah, they haven't put those playlists back in yet.
So, like, alright, the big feature of the game was all the Halo maps. Well, you can't even play fucking Halo 4 maps right now.
You can. Like, there are Halo 4 maps mixed into some of the other playlists. But
you can't just sit there and play
Halo. You can't just go, I just want to play Halo 4. Like,
suck, man.
Like, if you go, like, I want to play, like, Big Team Battle or whatever, like, they have Halo 4 maps in there. Or Objective map. Like, there's Halo 4 maps. But yeah, they're, like, right now it's really just, like, Halo 2, Halo 2 Anniversary, and Halo 3 are the only specific ones that have their own playlists. Everything
it's
else is kind of mixed.
Garbage, dude.
But all my achievements have finally unlocked. Like, the
yeah.
one that I got first.
What?
Problems?
What the fuck?
Fuck you.
It's
shit.
I played the first level of Halo Combat Evolved, and that finally unlocked the other day while I was watching football, actually.
Nice.
Just pop Pillar of Honor. I'm like, yay. All right.
Wait, what happened?
I have one achievement for that game. That game, I'm really disappointed.
It's
there's a lot of disappointments
really
this year. That might be the hardest category for me to choose from.
Like, there's something really just sad about it, dude. Like, how
like
this
Halo used to be like synonymous with just like great matchmaking. I mean, that's what they were for.
I mean, there's been kind of rumors leaking out that this was kind of thrown together within the last year. And that, like, it came off really hot. Like, so we have to make our date for this. We have to sell Xboxes. It needs to go out on this day. And they kind of just like, all right, well, it's working internally. Let's go. And then they put it out there, and all the systems didn't work once it hit Xbox Live. Like, none of it worked properly together.
It's like, that's a huge part of, like, it's, I won't sell the game ever because it's awesome to have all the campaigns on one disc.
Yeah.
But, like, you gotta fix that. Like, they got to fucking fix that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's like, in, what is it, today's the 12th, so in 17 days they're supposed to launch the Halo 5 beta. Like, you can't launch that, and this is still fucked.
Yeah,
this game is still broken.
That's a shame.
I mean, like, all of us, big Halo fans, and it's, like, just not enjoyable to play. And, like, Don, like, gave it a try. He was like, oh, this sounds like the one I should get into. Like, it has all the maps, and I should play. And he, like, played it, and, like, it's just, it's unappealing. It's unforgiving to, like, new players, where, like, that was something I really liked about Halo 3 when I started playing, like, Halo multiplayer was, because of the skill-based matchmaking, you were getting paired up against people that you should be playing against, and you'd have bad matches, but you'd also have good matches. And like right now, there are people that know all the maps and know all the tricks and remember Halo 2, which is I've come to think is not a very good Halo multiplayer game, and it's just not fun, like. It's really a shame. But the campaigns are there, so it's half good.
Yeah, like, I was playing through some of Halo 1, and I'm like, this is still fucking fun.
Yeah, those campaigns are still fantastic. And I played Destiny The Dark Below.
Why'd you do that?
Well, because I had already...
He's stuck with it.
It's like, I bought the digital deluxe edition or whatever, so...
Way to go.
Right? So, you want the good news or the bad news?
Oh, boy.
There's good news?
Yeah, it's the missions that they put together for it are great. They're the best things in Destiny so far.
Sweet.
They're actually challenging. It's a little bit shitty that to go into it, I'm level 28 and I had some trouble playing them solo. I died a couple times on the first mission, and I died once on the third mission. The game itself, like Destiny, it was not difficult when you played it single player the first time through. So to have that difficulty ramp at normal, like people coming into this are going to kind of be shocked, especially if you haven't kind of scaled your level up and you don't have the right armor or the right weaponry going into this. It could be really difficult for people. That might suck, but the missions themselves are cool, even if they are kind of mostly in the same areas you've already visited. there's one new area where you go, if you guys remember, in the I think it's like the fifth mission on Earth, Rasputin, which they never touch on again after that point. In the first mission of the Dark Below, you kind of go back and deal with Rasputin, and you go into this cool bunker area and fight off some of the Hive. The way they do it, Tony'd hate the way the missions are handed out now. Cause instead of just going to the map and going 1, 2, 3, you have to get your quest from the quest giver at the tower.
Oh no, you have to go to the tower.
Yeah. And not only do you have to go to the tower, but it's like she gives you the quest and then you go do the mission and then you have to go turn in the quest and she gives you the next mission. And then you have to go turn in that quest, and then she gets to the third mission.
You could stop right there.
it's like any normal RPG, like where you have to go to the quest.
Yeah, you're right.
But
you're right.
It is really shitty because the tower sucks, and unlike in regular Destiny, when you finish that first mission for the Dark Below, it disappears. Like you can't just go back and play it. You have to continue on this quest line. And finish all the quests before you can replay any of the Dark Below missions. Yeah. So it's like they do some things really weird. And I don't know, I think if you're Don, you have to be a little pissed off that you spent so much time grinding your gear up and everything, because now you can just buy the gear to get you to level 31. Like, just flat out.
Oh, can you? That's awesome.
Yeah, like, before you needed to run the raid and get 3 pieces of raid armor and then either an exotic or a helmet from the hard raid to get to level 30 to max out. And now you can get to level 31 by just going to vendors and buying the shit. So if you spent all that time, like, grinding, I could see people being pissed about that. I didn't spend all that time grinding, so now I'm almost level 29, and yay me, I guess.
Well done, Chris.
Yeah, the content is better. I'll give it and they are listening. Like they fix some things. Drops seem a little bit better.
But I paid $60 for this other thing, and you told me I have to buy an expansion to get the
some of this stuff is just included. Like, you don't need the Dark Below to do it. It's just part of a new update that came with the Dark Below.
But you do need the Dark Below to do this week's raid, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
So that content that you're supposed to have every week, you can't play if you...
Not the raid, it's the Nightfall Strike, I guess. Because the raid, you can still do the Vault of Glass, regardless. There's the new raid that came with this. There's the weekly strike is the Nightfall Strike, which is the hardest strike, I guess, in the game. And you get certain materials and better drops, legendary drops or whatever, from that particular strike. And that is a Dark Below strike. So... I could see people being a little pissed there. But you could still do other stuff in the game. Like, you don't have to do the Nightfall Strike. It just so happens that you get some better equipment for doing it. But I don't know. I have the Dark Below. I've never done a Nightfall Strike. That seems to be for people that are really invested in the game anyway.
Sure.
Those people probably have it. So the people that are bitching about it, I'm
or just bitching to bitch. As
yeah,
opposed to...
I think it might be they're just bitching to bitch because I think a lot of people probably stopped playing Destiny already. And like, unless you're like me or Dub, who bought the like super special edition and got the DLC as part of that, I don't see like
why. Weird thing though. Yeah. Like it. Sorry. I was just going to say the thing is that anyone that's still playing Destiny probably bought the expansion though. So
right.
You know.
That's what I was like. Like and like people probably just saw like, oh well, you need like, and then they just use that as a jumping on point to bitch more about Destiny. It's like, hey, just give it a rest. Like, everyone kind of understands. It's a disappointment. There are some people that are crazy, and they really like it.
And, Don.
Right. Like, I mean, I think we all admit that the core mechanics of the game are pretty strong. Like, the shooting feels really good.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah, the shooting aspect is great.
Like, mode, like, but the missions kind of suck, and I don't know, the vault kind of blows, and...
Yeah, I don't think you could say it's like, you know, it's deserving of like a 4 or something, but I would not give it any higher than like a 7.5. And that was a game that was supposed to be like a 9.5 or like perfection.
Yeah, I think
so.
We all went in expecting, like, and Don kind of said that today when we were kind of poking fun at him a little bit for it. But like he said, he went in with no expectations and really ended up liking it. And I think
right. We
went in with Halo expectations and we got, I don't know what we got. It wasn't what we were expecting though.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It's not Halo.
But we were told we were going to have the best thing since Halo.
Right, and it's not. That would be Titanfall.
Like I feel like it's fine to have high expectations when somebody tells you you're supposed to have this great thing. Mm-hmm.
And they didn't. They did not fulfill on what they promised. So,
right,
fucked up.
Yep. And I've been playing one other game. It's been on my phone, and I've been playing it nonstop.
Oh boy,
Crossy Road.
Yeah, that fucking game. I keep seeing those tweets about it. I don't know what it is. I was like, this is right back.
It's basically Frogger.
That's what it looked like. Yep.
It's like a really like low rent. Looking, but yeah, you start out, it has a chicken, and it's like, you gotta get the chicken across the road, but I have a frog now, so I am basically just playing Frogger, and it's really just that, you're crossing roads, crossing train tracks, hopping on logs, and you're trying to get as far as you can and get the high score, and it's really challenging, and it's just tap, 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 it's a lot of fun, I'm really enjoying it.
Sounds like you are.
And, yeah, I it's free, too, so if you like old-school arcade games, you should give it a try. Mm. All right, was there any news this week?
Well,
it was a little bit, right? There was some shit that happened over the weekend.
Did we talk about Assassin's Creed last week?
How they're making another one?
They're making another one. They leaked it accidentally. Accidentally, I put in parentheses. I'm not really sure whether it was an accident or not. But the new Assassin's Creed game, which is coming out next year again, will be held in Victorian England.
It's kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah.
It's not by the same team that did Unity.
No, it's by brand...
they're not really brand
new.
Brand new
team out of... Well, yeah.
They did the...
They worked on other stuff.
Yeah, they did the DLC for Black Flag, which everyone seemed to like.
Right, it's their first core game.
Yeah.
I
like Victorian England.
Me too. I just bad timing, just not.
I wonder if some of that was like, hey, we're look like over here, look different. Like, let's stop paying attention to Unity because it's broken and fucked. And Rogue might actually be better.
Well, they were talking about patch 4 is like the one that's going to fix everything. And like they detailed everything that's going to be in it this week, and then they didn't detail when they're actually releasing it. So God knows when you're actually going to get the patch that makes Unity playable to a point where you should, you know, feel free to judge it on its own merits and not on the myriad bugs.
Outside of Valiant Hearts, which was a UbiArt game, like, is Far Cry really, like, the only Ubisoft big like AAA game that was any good this year?
Watch Dogs
was okay, right? Like,
yeah,
we didn't hate it,
right?
The Crew kind of sucks, although we have friends that seem to like it.
Sean likes The Crew.
He does. Sean likes lots of things, though.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Like this is the thing: is that 95% of his games are hot messes that he likes, but
he likes
5% that sometimes is pretty good.
I think he likes games that are ambitious and try things. Like,
sure,
he's not necessarily super critical of things, which is actually kind of refreshing at times.
Right. It's like, I wish I could be like that sometimes and not just hate everything.
Right. When I was reading of The Crew, like, I was reading negative reviews of it. It still, to me, sounded, like, interesting. Like, the whole big open world and the fact that it's, like, America, like, that sounds cool. Like, I would...
It's kind of America.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know it's not. Like, I will never expect one-to-one again. I'll never fucking expect it.
Actually, authentic Chicago, wasn't it, in Watch Dogs?
I mean, yeah, it had pieces of authentic Chicago, but pretty sure you can't fit 5 million people into that small-ass city there.
What I played of The Crew, and admittedly it wasn't a ton, because I played the beta right before it launched. Actually, I played the alpha and the beta. The driving, like, to me, I didn't like how it handled, but some people might, I guess. If they really like really swirly arcade driving, that wasn't something I loved. But and then Assassin's Creed Unity kind of blew too. So I don't know.
Yeah.
What are the news we got?
The only other thing I had was The Witcher 3 was delayed until May.
It was.
When was it supposed to be out?
February.
Yeah.
February.
Oh.
Like February 22nd, I think.
Yeah,
now it's coming out May 19th. Like, which makes me sad. I was looking forward to it.
You'll still be playing Dragon Age.
Yep.
Well, I doubt I'll still be playing Dragon Age, but I'll probably have something else.
We'll be playing Halo by then. It might be working.
Yeah,
think about it.
I'll probably still be playing Dragon Age come fucking... I don't know. I can see spending a lot of time with that game.
Yeah.
By February, that might be. Yeah.
Probably not February, but definitely lots of January.
There are games coming out in January though. So.
Is there?
Like what?
Dying Light. Like, I don't know if you guys are interested
in
that. Like,
yeah,
you don't like zombie stuff though, right, Tony? So.
I don't trust Techland.
Resident Evil Revelations 2 Part 1.
Oh really?
It's a six episode.
Oh yeah, I didn't know that came out in January. I know that the remake gets released.
Yeah, right. That's early. Yep.
Play through that again, dude. I love that game.
So, I mean, there's evidently there's nothing for Tony, but there's some stuff.
Right, Tony.
Well, Hearts of Iron 4 is supposed to come out.
There you go.
And Galactic Civilizations 3. So. I guess.
I'll be playing Banished. Age of Empires 3, the game I should have gone in the first place. I'll never forgive Tony, ever.
For making you buy a wonderful, wonderful game that you should play.
I don't know. I'm kind of okay with them delaying it, provided, you know, it...
Absolutely.
Makes
Why would you not... I mean, like, we live in a world where we want delays nowadays. We're happy to see them.
Where stuff
so
like
sad,
Halo and
but,
Assassin's Creed came out.
You don't have the luxury of having games actually work, unfortunately, because people have gone lazy and they decided, hey, we can just patch it. It's cool. Why not?
Or not. Or we just want to patch it.
Because,
is Drive Club working yet? Like, where's my free version of Drive Club?
I haven't got my free coffee, so I'm assuming no.
But if that's all you have, Tony, maybe we should touch on the Game Awards? Is that what they were called?
Ooh.
Yes.
I didn't watch it.
I watched like a couple minutes of it.
I heard it was okay from some people, and
it was
Corey seemed to hate it.
I thought they had cool
hated it
nominations for Game of the Year. like, just really, like, the fact that Bayonetta was on there, I was like, what the fuck?
And they picked Dragon Age, too.
Yeah. Good for them. How did you do that, Foxy?
What?
Say uh-oh.
Oh, that's my taunt.
Yeah, so it's Dragon Age 1 Game of the Year. I guess they only announced like 6 or so awards on the show, so.
Yeah.
None of the announcements were huge, though.
Honestly, what would happen there?
I liked it. I didn't like the fact that they just completely were all about trailers, and that's what still is, and still seems like that's the path they're going to take.
Well, yeah, and the trailers aren't for like big games anymore, though, right? Like, there were no big announcements that came out.
No, there wasn't any like world exclusives or anything. It's just, it's a step up, you know. I mean, it's just, I can't complain because, again, people forget just how bad the video game award.
I don't think anybody forgot.
Well, I'm just saying that people that were complaining.
I think last year was not terrible. Wasn't it better?
Last year was a step back.
Last year was atrocious. It was that.
Yeah,
weird.
2 years ago was not bad, and then they did last year's, and then
last year's was like the first one they streamed online, and it wasn't even like it was this weird thing where they were.
It was Joel McHale, right?
Joel McHale, yeah.
Yeah, and he was just not interested. He was there like.
Wasn't on Spike last year?
No, it was just on the internet last year. The last Spike one was 2 years ago.
That one was okay. But
it was okay. Yeah, like, I don't know.
There's still, like, I don't know. There's just really weird things that they did in the previous ones. At least this one, it felt a little more upscale. Like, they didn't have any stupid-ass bits or anything. I mean, it was pretty much more or less about games than game trailers, and still don't know what No Man's Sky is, which is great, and it's just, it was cool, and I like that set piece, even though it went a little long, but like with the Sierra co-founders and everything. I mean, that's what award shows should be about, is, you know.
Yeah, honoring, like, the games.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's going to get there. I think that at least it's a step in the right direction, as far as that I saw.
And then the next day, there was the PlayStation Experience.
Right.
Which was like, they celebrating the 20th anniversary, I guess, of the PlayStation. They had a couple announcements. One of them leaked out beforehand that Street Fighter V would be exclusive to PlayStation 4 and PC. So that's not coming to Xbox One.
See ya.
I guess you should be sad if, you know, you're an Xbox One Street Fighter fan.
I don't think I've ever met an Xbox Street Fighter fan in my life.
Right?
Like, anyone that plays that primarily over any other thing.
You don't like, and you don't use the Xbox controller for fighters. Like, it's not a good stick for fighting games.
It's not.
Not that I know anything about fighting. I know that, though, that, like, you don't use an Xbox controller for that.
Right.
They showed the new Uncharted trailer. It was like a 10-minute demo.
Oh yeah, I was wondering about that because I saw it, and then like more I was Uncharted. Like, everyone kept talking about this trailer. All I saw was the gameplay one. And I guess that was it.
That was what it was. It was the gameplay.
It's more Uncharted, but looks cool. Looks like the melee combat looks a little nicer, which is good.
Yeah, it looks a little more open, too.
Yeah, I just felt that, like, it was so generic, just the melee before, and this one kind of took a little bit more into the environment. And yeah.
I don't know. Maybe having the more open environments will make some of the encounters better. I'm not holding my breath, but
were you guys wowed by it though? Because I don't know. No. Like, when I first saw Uncharted 2, like, I saw that and I was like, holy shit, look at these graphics. I felt that the graphics honestly didn't change that much between the two.
It looks good, but I mean, Uncharted's always looked good.
And exactly.
It doesn't look like that huge step that you were probably expecting.
Right.
Have you guys seen the face stuff of like what
Drake
looked like? That he looks weird now.
Like, it doesn't look like him. It looks like someone else.
Yeah, it's like, that's not Nathan Drake. That's some creepy guy.
It's like, you could have definitely had detail and still had it look like him. You know, that's kind of weird. But that's the way I feel about any game I've played this generation is, yeah, it looks good. Like, it looks like something I played on fucking Xbox 360, though. Like, maybe a little better.
Right.
It's like, but like, again, I'm sure it's early.
I'm sure if you, like, take Uncharted 2 and Uncharted 4 and you put them side by side, you'd notice there's a difference, but it doesn't really look like there's that big of a difference. Just,
I mean, yeah, and you have to look at, like, this, like, early Xbox 360 games. I mean, they didn't look that much different than what you could play on Xbox. I think, like, Gears of War was, like, the first time you were like, oh, shit, this looks pretty good. But I think 2015 is when it's going to start.
I remember seeing Call of Duty 2 on Xbox 360 and being like, wow, that's fucking a step up. It was
right, nice. But again, like,
it's not anymore. Oh, the lighting and shit.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing, though, is that you're not gaining those huge leaps, but you are still gaining them. It's just in details. It's the hair. It's the swaying of like the like everything. Like The Witcher, just gorgeous. Like that game is just
Jeff doesn't
amazing.
Notice any of that stuff.
No, exactly.
You really don't. You don't notice it unless you fucking, like, sit there and, like, are examining it. It's not the same.
I mean, no, but, like, I mean, the draw distances, I noticed that. Like, draw distances are huge in the...
Like you... playing, like, basketball with, like, individual beads of sweat and, like...
Yeah.
Like, it's stuff late, like that, you see.
Late 360 games did not have shit like that, did not have good draw distance, did not have fun.
I'm not saying that, but, definitely it was limited. I mean, like, when you put in Destiny, you can see 2 miles away from you.
If you want to kind of really see the difference, boot up Grand Theft Auto 5 on the 360, and then boot up Grand Theft Auto 5 on the Xbox One. And there's, like, considerably better draw distance, and there's way more detail and everything. But you're right. Like, I mean, just looking at it, it's like, this looks like it
did
before. It's just a little prettier.
They were smart about it, too. They knew that they couldn't put out these draw distances, so they were smart as far as what you can and can't see in games. But now they've kind of opened it up. They're allowed to do that now. They don't have that limitation anymore. So, yeah, maybe you didn't see it because they were smart about it, but at the same time, there's definitely... I mean, I can see the difference.
They showed some other stuff at the PlayStation Experience. I guess like there was a new Bloodborne trailer, I guess. That game looks kind of cool.
Eh.
Right? It looks like more Dark Souls, but just with a gun, so...
Yep.
It legitimately looks nice, but we'll see how it plays.
Oh, what, Bloodborne?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get that.
They announced some other... Like, they showed more No Man's Sky, which Fozzy said. Still not sure what that is, like Fozzy said.
It's something. It's a game.
Yeah, it's something.
It looks cool. It's basic.
Could be a game.
Like it. You get down to basic sport.
I think that because they... Like, and I hear a lot of people going, oh, you're not reading up on it or not. Like, I shouldn't have to read up on it. Like, when they show this stuff, they should be explaining it. And right now, it's so nebulous that people are just filling in any blanks with whatever they think should be in there.
Exactly.
And there's a feature on in Game Informer's new issue that actually tells what the game is.
Okay.
I mean, but there's people, even major journalists, that are just like, well, it's something, but we still have no idea what it is. And that's their livelihood. I mean, that's what they do for a living. So.
But it's like, and it's nobody's played it except for these guys, right? Like, I mean, like, so it's like they can tell you what they think they're making or what, you know, they say they're making, but if that's not what they're delivering, like, Bungie said a lot of things about what they were making, and that game did not come out like.
That's what I'm nervous about, and I kind of like that No Man's Sky is kind of keeping it low-key as far as, okay, yes, there's a ton of exploring you can do, but they're not promising, like, all this crazy amount of shit. Like, literally, it's just them putting out a video with some cool, I don't know, new age-type music and some guy flying around. I mean, that's all we know. It's not some guy being like, oh, you can go and colonize all these planets and you can set up like cities, and it's just all we know is there's a guy flying around, and seems like dinosaurs, and I guess you can like research stuff and you can go and like collect data, but again, it's pretty low key as far as what else, and people are still excited about it, so I feel like that's good. They don't need to kind of put all this hype around it. It's already pretty hyped up as it is.
That's the interesting thing to me, is how excited people have gotten knowing absolutely nothing.
They're still excited. Like, I was excited at first. My excitement has kind of hindered a bit, but people are still just as excited.
That's because we had this conversation last year. Like, it's going to be 2 years since this thing debuted, like, since we've known about it, before it comes out.
Right. Like, how long can they keep hyping it, and how long can you keep putting more or less the same fucking trailers, just with different planets? I mean,
right.
Something has to give. Like, people are going to have to start kind of being like, well, okay. I mean, yeah, it's cool, but is that it? I mean,
what's this game about?
Is there a character? What's going on here?
I guess a
character.
I mean, even if it is just about flying, like, cool, like, but, I mean, kind of just tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, like, what is it, like, do we interact with other people, do we not interact, like,
The interaction with other people is kind of like Journey.
Okay.
So they just come in and out of your game, like...
Right, they're just kind of, you're all in the same universe, like, flying around, and you can bump into people, but the universe is so large that the odds of you, like, running into somebody are really slim at any particular time. And I don't think they'd actually worked out with how you would communicate with that person yet. I don't think they've gotten that far.
Huh.
But if you're like looking to play the game like multiplayer with your friends, it's not really possible. So
like, we can't be like, all right, let's all get together and we're going to go explore. Like,
yeah, right. You can't go exploring planets together. It's not how it works.
Huh. That's a shame.
Yeah. But God only knows, like, if that will actually be the case when the game actually launches.
Let's see what else. That I guess they carted Tim Schafer out, and they showed a little bit more Grim Fandango remastered, and then announced that Day of the Tentacle is coming to PlayStation.
What?
Day of the Tentacle!
What the hell?
Yeah, classic LucasArts adventure game. I guess they're remastering that. But
people were really excited about that, too.
Yeah. And then what everybody was really excited about was when Square came out on stage.
Oh, yeah.
And they announced they're bringing Final Fantasy VII, the PC port, to the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
Why? That had to be the biggest troll ever. It was hysterical just watching people like kind of like get excited, mm-hmm. and then just see their excitement deflate. And then there were certain PlayStation people, that known PlayStation fans in the press, that were kind of like trying to sell this like people were excited.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
not anywhere close to being true.
Why would they even like make that like a big announcement? Like,
right?
Everyone's already played this game. Holy shit!
This is what you brought Square Enix out for? Like. And they're going to sell that game for $16.
What?
Yeah. It's a, like
that's
a
insanity.
20-year-old
that
game.
That is absolutely insane.
We're going to sell it for $20. And I guess, did Jeff leave us? I wanted to know if he saw the Zelda trailer from the Game Awards. It wasn't even a trailer. It was like gameplay.
One fifth of your screen if you're lucky. I don't even think it was that.
Because it was Miyamoto and the other dude sitting on a couch, and we were watching them play it on a TV.
I do love how like genuinely excited they get. It's like you know what you're doing.
Yeah, they looked fun. And Mario Maker, and that looks really cool. Like, you know, I guess I'm hoping that people are able to make really cool shit. And you can now do Mario 3 and Mario World in that as well. Before it was just Super Mario Brothers and New Super Mario Brothers. So, like, that seems pretty cool that you could.
Yeah, I didn't see Detroit before. Like, I want to see it though.
Yeah, that looks really interesting. Awesome.
I'm assuming that all this is going to be like online too. That I can pick that up.
Yeah, probably. You probably even just go to the Game Awards and that those trailers are there. For Mario Maker.
Sorry, I mean like yeah, just like yeah. Uploading those.
They haven't said, but that's the only thing that makes any sense, right? Like, you can't be like, we're gonna put it on an SD card and you give it to your friend and he can then play your levels. Like,
you know what?
I wouldn't just put it past Nintendo. But
yeah, exactly. let's not give them too much credit.
Right.
Online's a new big endeavor.
They just discovered the internet.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to talk about
your levels to each other?
Do we want to talk about the MPDs?
Oh yes, well we can bring that up. We have a new console leader. Xbox One.
Yeah, they outsold PlayStation 4.
For the first time.
Since December of last year, they outsold them last December.
Okay. So last December and this November.
Yes. So 11 months. Or 10 months, PlayStation beat them.
Well, you know what? It looks like their marketing campaign was
right. They're really aggressive. They made right moves. They made it appealing to people.
I don't know. They gave lots of stuff away.
They did.
They reduced their price to low.
Yes, they did. I think at one point you could end up getting. Like, at some retailers, they were selling it for $330, like, around Black Friday.
$329. And that was, like, the Unity bundle. Like, you were getting, yep. Like, two Assassin's Creed games, and some of them were throwing in another game to boot.
Or a $50 gift card. So, like, you could end up getting it for $279. Like, that's nuts. I was trying to get my friend to buy one, because he was thinking about pulling the trigger, and I'm like, dude, this is the best deal you're gonna get for a while. Like $270. Like,
yeah,
you take that $50 gift card, it's basically $279, and you're getting two games. Like,
exactly. That's crazy. That's insane. The game only been out for a fucking year, and it's already that low.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I guess it's officially $350 right now, but yeah, that retailers were kind of dropping in.
$350 is just a crazy good price for that.
Yeah, because I paid $500 for mine a year ago. Right. So.
Gotcha.
I am not disappointed with having the Kinect, though. So
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, no, I don't either.
I mean, and I got to use the system for the whole year.
Right.
Right.
So, what was the Call of Duty was the number one selling game for the month. It sold best on 360, then on Xbox One. not really surprising that it sold best on 360. And weirdly, Grand Theft Auto 5 was the number two game of the month.
Again.
I found that really strange. Like, that kind of struck me as odd. And it sold more than 710,000 copies, because that's what Smash sold, and that was in third.
Wow.
Although that was in third Wii U and 3DS combined, so. I think it was Madden and something else. Pokemon.
Yeah, Madden and Pokemon?
Yeah.
Yeah, games I like.
Yeah. Pokemon, huh?
Yep. Pokemon, was it Alpha Sapphire?
Oh, that, yeah. New one.
Yeah, that one was either fourth or fifth, and then Pokemon Omega Ruby was seventh, I think. Halo ended up in 10th, Assassin's Creed in 9th, and this is something I found strange, because, like, I mean, our Twitter feed is filled with people that love this game, but Dragon Age did not make the list despite being on 5 platforms.
Wow.
Ouch. That hurts a lot.
Right? Like, that, I thought that was really weird. Like, so, I mean, we know a lot of people that are playing Dragon Age and loving Dragon Age, and it did not
crash
the top 10.
The only thing is, NPD digital sales?
Right, they don't do digital, so.
There
could be a lot of digital sales.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking with Francis because he was saying that the Halo numbers are disappointing, but Microsoft bundled that too, and they don't sell. That NPD doesn't track digital, and they don't count bundled software anymore. So I don't think Halo being in 10th is like a doom and gloom for Halo 5.
I mean, really, at this point, you can only count on NPD for console sale numbers. That's the only number that actually means anything.
Well, they don't even release the actual console sales numbers. They just kind of go, these are the ones that were, like, this is the order they came in, and it's kind of up to the console manufacturers to go, hey, we sold 1.2 million.
Oh, I see.
Or whatever.
Sure.
So. But, yeah, I'm not surprised at Call of Duty being the top-selling game.
No. It's really good.
Yeah,
people should play that game.
It is really good. Jeff?
Yeah.
F.A.
Yes, sir.
Do you got anything else?
Well, we forgot to talk about... You played Captain Toad, right?
Oh, I did, yeah. Oh, I can't believe we did forget that. Although you don't like it.
Captain Toad sucks.
I don't like it. I'm not saying I don't like it.
Suck it, Jeff. Suck it. Suck it long.
I will say that I do like it. I actually love it. But I am not. I have not played it like Jeff. I guess. Like, I've been playing in like half hour bursts, like it's, 5 levels at a time, and then coming back to it later. So
that's
maybe that might be why. Because I could see, Jeff. You when we were talking earlier, you said it got a little tedious.
The gameplay itself, I don't care how many levels you play, it's kind of, I think it works better as a side dish to Mario rather than its own game. Like, and I didn't expect to think that because I loved the Captain Toad levels in Super Mario 3D World. It's just, here that's all you have, and it's like, it's very plodding gameplay. It's just like, alright, rotate this level around, it's really small, and figure out where to go, and
yeah, the levels don't take any longer than like 2 or 3 minutes a piece, if that. Like,
some will get you, like, as you get along in it, they do get kind of hard. I have like 3 levels left, and they get a little harder. But like, I don't know. Like, from the very first day I got it, when I saw the end credits, so to speak, within 45 minutes, I was like, "What? What the fuck? Are you serious?" But that wasn't like. They do that, but there's, like, way more levels than that.
There's 70 core levels, so...
Yeah. But, like, by the time you... Like, once you beat the 15th level and, like, the first boss, they, like, give you the end credits, like, you have beaten the game. But it's not the case. It's really... That structure is a little weird, but... And the number one thing that is turning me off big time with it is, like, I would have been done with it a week ago, probably... If not for the fact that you have to, like, in every level, there's 3 optional, quote-unquote, gems that you can find. But they're not optional, because to get to certain bosses or to play certain levels...
That's Mario, though. That's Mario design, like...
Yeah, and I don't really appreciate it in Mario, and I definitely don't like it here.
They're so easy, though. I've
you must not be far. Like, what episode are you on?
I'm on level 26, 27, and I have every single gem. Like, I haven't missed a gem yet.
Oh, shit.
They get tricky, and there's, I don't know, it's just, I don't want to have to go back and replay fucking levels, dude. Like, you'll see, it starts to get to, and it's kind of like Mario, it's like, we're near the end, where it's like, oh, you need a shitload of gems, it's like, alright, so I gotta go back and play all these, and then I get 3 more levels, and then I need 15 more gems. It's like, dude, I fucking have gone over, I've combed over these levels already, I don't want to play, you know, the ones that I didn't play again, is because I don't want to play that level again, you know, like, I hate that game design, don't force me to do that, you know?
Yeah, I can see, like, they really should just let you push, like, all right, like, I can get to the star, like, just let me go on. I don't want to get the thing. I actually really enjoy going back. I've been playing each level multiple times to try and do the challenges. That's one of the things that happens after you finish a level is it unlocks.
There's no reward for doing that, though, right? It's just like...
No, it's just a stamp. It's a stamp in the corner, yeah. And you get, like, a little... you don't have to do them, but it is kind of... It gives you, like... So, like, one of the early ones is... it's a tap thing, so it's like you have to... You shift the level around by touching on the gamepad, and it'll move platforms up and down. And it's like, do it in only 3 moves. So you have to figure out, like, what's the quickest way to get to the star in only 3 moves. So I found that one was pretty cool. And then there's, like, another one where it was, like, get all the birds when you're on the minecart thing. I normally get the gems the first go-round and then go back and try and do the challenge after that.
The minecart levels, I think, are... They remind me that the system had something unique about it at some point. like, why are not more games using that shit? Like, you know what I'm talking about? The minecart levels, you're playing through the gamepad screen.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it makes me go, why are they not developing Pokemon Snap for this? Like,
right?
It's perfect, dude. It's the closest... Like, you'll get some virtual reality this side of an Oculus, you know, Rift, or, like, an actual virtual reality side. Like, it's cool, dude. Like, make more shit like that. I don't know, but...
Nintendo try? Ha. Make me laugh. That was me laughing.
Well, it's right? Like, you could see they know that that's, like, one of the, like, you know, like, you're in a moving cart, and...
I just wonder if anyone's ever, like, they've had to have had some meetings before, and someone's like, wait a second... Have a camera, have a gamepad that puts photos and things on there, and we can play stuff on it. Maybe we should make a Pokemon Snap.
Something like that, yeah.
Guy that, no, we shouldn't.
I wonder if for Nintendo in particular is, like, if they go, all right, well, Pokemon Snap didn't do well here in Japan, so nobody likes it. Like, I often wonder if that's
ever,
like,
stopped them before. Like, they just do whatever the fuck they want anyways. Like,
right, but for them, like, maybe they didn't, like, they thought Pokemon Snap was a cool idea, and then they made it, and it was like nobody liked it over there, and oh well, that was depressing. And maybe people over here did like it, but we just won't ever get another Pokemon Snap because they don't care that they sold X amount of copies here. They only care that they sold the shit there. So
I really think those levels, though, where you're on rails and you're using the gamepad as, like, that's your point of view, and, mm-hmm. like, essentially, like, and it's awesome, too, because I sit in, like, an office chair that, like, you know, rotates and stuff, so, like, I can, like, literally, like,
do... you're just spinning. And
yeah, awesome. Around my room, and it's like, you're inside that world, like...
Yeah, but this time around, they don't need to put on rails, like, they have... Make it open world safari game, which would be awesome.
Just do something like that. Cool. Do a game, do a, like, a photo game where you go. I mean, I would buy that. I would probably.
I think it's crazy just to have the one and just give up on it. Like, the 64 came out, 15 years ago when Pokemon Snap came out? I mean, I think
that. It doesn't even need to have to be Pokemon Snap, though. Just make a game like that. Make a game like Pokemon Snap. And,
oh, I see. Sure.
I mean,
you Mushroom have King or Mushroom Kingdom Picture Taker or something like that.
Yeah, whatever, dude. Like, anyways, getting kind of off track, but, like, I don't know. I don't hate Captain Toad, per se. Like, and I like it. It's just, don't like it a lot. It's not, it was, I projected it to be in the top one or two of my... Top 10 list of the year. It's not in my top 10 list. So
it's not in my top 2. It is on my top 10, but it is not in my top 2. I really like the way the boss levels work, because Toad is
great. Those are awesome.
He is completely useless as a character. he can't jump.
He can't fight. He can't do anything.
He doesn't run. He kind of just waddles everywhere. So anytime there's enemies, like. I mean, he can fight with, like, he can pick up, like onions or and like vegetables and toss them at the Shy Guys or, but yeah, he can't like go head to head with somebody. He's got to kind of be sneaky about it. So when you're fighting these bosses and they're huge, you kind of like just have to figure out it. The boss battle itself is this huge puzzle, and I thought they're like the best missions in the game. I think
they're cool. It's essentially just platforming. Like you're trying to get to the top of a stage. Once you reach the top, like it'll trigger something that will kill the
right.
Boss.
But it's like platforming and timing and like and figuring out your runs and like when
yeah it, or, those are good.
Or
I mean
your waddles or whatever.
To me, I was expecting the game to really kind of surprise us by being more than just more Captain Toad levels. I guess it is. It does have boss levels, the minecart levels, and stuff like that. But it doesn't. To me, it doesn't feel like a full fledged game. It does feel like something that should have been DLC for Mario. But
there are 70 levels. Like,
yeah, it's like $10 worth.
There's only like 70 levels of Mario.
Yeah, but all right, whatever. I mean,
it feels like more to Jeff.
I don't know. It's like, I mean, whatever.
It doesn't to me feel like a full fledged like Nintendo caliber release, and like I think they realized
that's why it was $40.
Like, $40, yeah, yeah. So okay, I don't know. I mean,
don't get me wrong. If they were like, we're gonna sell this for $30 or $20, I would have been like. Fucking A.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would have made my opinion of it go up or down, but because I'm enjoying it, but
I'm enjoying it. Whatever. I don't know. It just
Have you done any of the bonus levels?
Yes, I did. I did try that out
from having your 3D world save.
It's
those are really weird.
It yeah. seems really like you can basically play through levels from the Mario game.
Mario level, yeah.
No, kind of repurpose it so that you could get places because
they have ladders. Yeah,
yeah. It's but it's like okay, what? This is not fun. Like it's you know.
Yeah, I think somebody probably thought this could be cool. Like let's put Toad in like the actual Mario level and see if he can make it to the end and. It's less.
Oh
than...
wait, he can't. Let's put in a ladder here.
Yeah, so it's like,
yeah,
it's not like what makes Captain Toad work. When it does, is that the levels are built around the fact that he has no abilities, essentially. And
every time I hear you guys talk about it, I'm like, this sounds horrible. It's this game about somebody who can't really do anything. Oh, sign me up. Game of the year, right there.
What?
Put that in the top 10.
It's a puzzle game. I mean,
yeah, it's like set in the Mario world, and like you expect to be able to do Mario things, but yeah, it's really just a puzzle game where you're spinning things and trying to figure out how best to get to the end. Kind of like a little short puzzle box, and they're really like really quick. Like, I don't think I've spent any more than a couple minutes on any of the levels.
There's some that are pretty ingenious. Like I just did this one that like where the level automatically rotates on you, and it's like it really stumped me. And it's like a square, dude. It's a little square, and it took me a good 5-10 minutes. I'm just going, what the hell? This makes no sense. What the fuck? So yeah, like you know, there's some really good puzzle design in there. It's just I don't know. I'm not disappointed.
Gotta play it in short bursts.
Yeah, I highly recommend the way Chris is playing it. Like, just go play it as, like, a breather. You know, say you're playing Dragon Age for a couple hours, then pop in Captain for, like, 5 minutes.
Oh, my God. That sounds fantastic.
Like, yeah.
You play, like, a super serious game and then just go and play this, like, nice, cheerful game where, like, Toad
is
heartedly happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. I think I'm. Do you got someone else?
Yeah, dude. In the Game Awards, did you guys see the new Zelda footage?
Oh, we already talked about that.
Yeah, we were there.
Yeah.
Well, what do you have to say about
it? No, I didn't see all. It looks more like it's going towards like modern gaming, and I don't know. Like it seemed like they're like reaching for like a like a Skyrim type deal where like it's huge, huge map and like you can put waypoints and whatever. I don't know. It looked really good. Put it that way.
Yeah, I like how you're like, oh, you can go to this point over here, and he like sets it all the way on the other side of the map. He's like, oh, well, if we walk there, it would take us like half an hour. Well, let's not do that then. So then he like gets on his horse. He's like, this was much quicker. Except, I mean, it's obviously really, really early, but the world seemed very vacant. But like, it's really early. Maybe they just haven't populated it with stuff yet. So,
yeah, like, I don't know.
The horse seems smart. Doesn't run into things.
I wonder if that's really out next year. But
I don't know.
What I've seen of it though, like it's a pretty looking game. Like, yeah. I'm excited. I think they're gonna not fuck it up. I hope to God.
They said Star Fox before that. Although they saw any Star Fox.
I am down with Star Fox though. Like, I don't care. I don't care if it's an hour long game. Give it to me.
Well, that's what Star Fox is though, right? Yeah, it's never long.
Yeah, I don't see it being much longer than it's ever been, but
they're gonna charge you $60 for like what's gonna be like a 2-hour game.
Yeah, it'll be fun though. It'll be fun to like, I don't know. I still enjoy Star Fox 64, the original. I want to play the original one again. I wish they would like let me buy that from them.
Nintendo actually, it looks like they have a really good lineup next year, so
yeah, it seems pretty solid, you know. Any year with Zelda is a good year, so.
Yep. And your Zelda's coming out, right? Majora's Mask on 3DS.
That's true. I will probably pick that up. I've played it so many times, but why not?
You'll get it again. Anyway, next week, we will be recording for Game of the Year, but that won't be airing next week. Hopefully, we'll sit down with Corey and get his 10 weird games of the year.
Yeah, desert golf.
Yeah, desert golf.
Desert golf and some other European games.
What War Scavenger? What was
Farm Simulator 2015?
Right. This war is but mine. Come on.
That right. This war is mine. Not War Scavenger. Farming Simulator. Like.
Right.
And a bunch of other stuff that we probably didn't play. Which is why we're not inviting him to the actual Game of the Year deliberations, because none of us played any of the games he played, so.
That's true. Fact.
Yeah. I mean, none of us played anything that Don played either, so that's going to make it difficult.
But except Destiny, so that's going to be fun.
Right.
I think Destiny's Game of the Year. No, shut up, Don.
Wrong. And that's it.
Well, I mean, he did make the point today that it's his Game of the Year, but he's not expecting it to be our Game of the Year. So.
Very often.
Yeah, that's going
to
be an awkward
Don, would you like to defend Destiny here? No.
I like it, but like, whatever. Yeah, so we're going to sit down. We have 15 categories that we've kind of put some nominations in. And we're going to reveal our top 10s and come up with a top 10 for the site and the podcast. So I don't know. This is a weird year. I don't know where that conversation is going to go next week.
Oh, I know where it's going to go.
You do?
I'll keep it a secret.
All right. I'm all for secrets. The re-release of Alia Yachta Est, Game of the Year. Yeah.
What?
That's it. There we go. We've already decided. No need to reconvene next week, guys. Just have the next 3 weeks off.
Saves a lot of time.
It's all over. All right. We'll be back at some point.
Maybe.
Fozzie, say goodnight.
Okay.